managing partner of the Buffalo Sabres, Larry Quinn.
Hi, this is Larry Quinn of the Buffalo Sabres. As a frequent watcher of Hockey Hotline, I'm always reminded of the fact that Mike Robitaille is a world-famous person. And Mike is very proud of the fact that he's recognized wherever he might go. And one night he was sitting around with his old sidekick, Brian Blessing, and Brian was very frustrated and said, "Oh, Mike, you may have a high profile in the hockey world, but you're really not that well known." Finally, Brian said, "Well, you don't know Senator Hillary Clinton." And Mike said, "No, Brian, you're wrong. I know Hillary quite well." And he got on the phone and called her, and she asked Mike how he was doing and had some pointers on the latest hockey news. And this even frustrated Brian even further, and he said, "Well, you don't know our president." He says, "Oh, I know W quite well." And sure enough, Brian called the White House, and W got on, and, "Hey, Mike, how you doing?" You know, and they got into a whole discussion on world affairs. And truth be known, Mike had it a little bit better than Bush on most topics, which wouldn't surprise most people. Finally, out of sheer frustration, Brian says, "Well, you don't know the Pope." "I know the Pope quite well." And he said, "Well, fine, why don't you call him?" And Mike said, "Well, Brian, the Pope doesn't have a phone." So Brian decided to sort of prove his point. They decided to go on a trip, and they went to Rome. And Mike took Brian in St. Peter's Square and said, "Brian, stay here, I'll be right back." Well, 2 hours or 3 hours wait, the square started filling up. Thousands of people showed up. Where the crowd reached its peak, Robitaille and the Pope came out on the balcony and were waving to the crowd, and people were screaming and crying. And Brian was just absolutely appalled, and he turned to the Roman next to him and he said, "You know that guy up there?" And without missing a beat, the Roman looked at him and he says, "Well, I know Robitaille. He's on Hockey Hotline. I'm not sure who the other guy is."